you hear Bob Miller in the morning, remember, you're hearing AM 860 KPAM, the talk station.
6:09 in the morning at KPAM. This is Bob Miller, 27 degrees in Portland this morning. Thank you for being along. Alex Komernitsky is with me on the telephone somewhere in Colorado. Alex has Christmas lights up, and you apparently can turn these on and off at your leisure from your home in Portland or wherever you happen to be. Alex, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bob, and your listeners.
It's nice to see you this morning because I believe this is the first interview I've ever done with anyone that I can actually watch on my computer screen, and there you are sitting next to some skeleton thing.
That's right. I'm a little worried because they say, you know, people look really good on radio, and unfortunately you really do get to see me today.
That, I mean, we're getting real close there because you got, is that your bathrobe you got on?
Well, sorry, guys. It's a little early this morning, and quite frankly, I'm not up quite as early as you guys are.
I understand.
But, there's a little wave for the camera for you there.
Yeah, Bob. Great. Thank you. Thanks for doing that. Hopefully,
it's about a 5-6 second delay, by the way, so sorry I can't quite give you the real-time thumbs up.
I understand, but thanks for putting my name on your desk. That's lovely. I know that you folks in your car, you're just going to have to imagine this, but you folks at home, go to kpam.com and click on my picture, and there it is, Christmas lights webcam. Now, Alex, take me through the history of this. You did this last year,
apparently. There's quite a bit of history, and I'll try to summarize it quickly, Bob. I've been doing this since 2002, internet-controllable Christmas lights, but in 2004, after God, you know, just international publicity, CNN, going up in a helicopter, tons of press, I kind of had to disclose, courtesy of the Wall Street Journal, that it was all a simulation. I had used some computer images to generate pictures and make people think they were changing my lights. That was a story in 2002 through 2004. The story in 2005, Bob, it's 100% real. Needless to say, the media was a little more thorough in their checking this year, and they actually paid 5 visits out here, the Rocky Mountain News did, including a secret nighttime visit to try to sniff it out, and their conclusion was, yea, verily, there are 26,000 lights out there, 3 inflatables, Frankenstein, Frosty, and Santa, and you can, from your PC, turn those lights on and off just kind of like we're doing right now.
What do your neighbors think of this?
I have some great neighbors, Bob. I'll tell you, they've been real supportive of this, especially because of the fundraising aspect, which maybe we can talk about in a moment. But I've actually, on 2 nights, because it's hit very, very popular websites out there like FARC.com, left the lights on all night long. And, you know, it's just been kind of nuts having, you know, thousands of people, especially folks from overseas with the time zone difference, come by. And at, you know, 3 in the morning, I got to wonder what people who are driving by think. My neighbors have been very supportive, though.
All right. I just inflated the Hulk. And not the Hulk, the Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, that's right.
Well, yep. It started going up, and now it's going down again. So apparently somebody clicked deflate. Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm looking at it real time with you, and it's showing right now 122 people. The number might be a little bit different on your screen as it's updated. But, yeah, it ends up being kind of a battle for control of the lights and the Frankenstein and the Frosty.
Yeah, especially with 122 people. Now, this is Christmas. What's Frankenstein have to do with this whole thing?
Well, I tell you, Frankenstein, it was a real battle to get Frankenstein up. My kids asked the very same question, guys, and they've informed me that for Christmas Eve, Frankenstein and that pirate skeleton in my office will come down because they're a little concerned that Santa might be scared.
Well, you don't want to scare Santa.
Heck no.
No doubt about it. Now, you're using this X10 system, and I'm very familiar with that, and this is how this thing works then, correct?
That's correct. Geez, Bob, I'm impressed. You know, not a whole lot of radio guys are familiar with technology stuff like that. But,
sorry.
Good for you. X10 is typical. Used, and I've used it, you know, for years and years and years to turn the lights on at dusk and turn them off at dawn, which is probably what you did,
right,
too. It's kind of nice. My wife gets home from work, the lights in the house are on. This is probably a pretty extreme use of X10, having those relays click on every couple seconds.
This is an amazing thing. Let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser, because believe it or not, I not only know about X10 system, but I also know about celiac disease because I have a friend that has it.
Okay, sure.
So why don't you explain it to our listeners what it is and how this website ties into that?
Great. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the opportunity. Celiac disease is an intolerance to gluten, which is in wheat, oats, barley, and basically a whole lot of foods. And my kids, the two boys, Kyle and Dirk, that are age 4 and 7, have it. It's treatable via diet. You just have to watch what you eat. But it's often undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. Some of the medical literature suggests that almost 1% of the population has this. And so what I'm doing is working with the University of Maryland Center for Celiac Research, not only to raise awareness, you know, so people, you know, go out there and say, geez, I don't feel good, maybe let me find out why, but also to raise money for their research. And so people that enjoy the site, of course, is completely free. You know, come by, turn the lights on and off, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if you enjoy it, there's a little button there that'll take you directly to the University of Maryland website. And if you'd like, you know, throw them a few pennies. You know, people that really step up to the plate can buy a link on the website, which a couple of companies have, and it's all for a good cause. We've raised over $3,000 so far.
Well, good for you. I mean, it's neat that you've turned something fun like this into an awareness campaign for a disease that a lot of people don't know anything about.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've actually been in a couple of newspapers over the years about celiac disease, so it's something that's real personal. This is not a fly-by-night, hey, this is the charity of the month effort. It's something we live with every day, so... I had 15 minutes of fame last year, guys, and if I get 15 seconds this year and can do something about it, boy, it'd be awesome.
What do you do, Alex? What's your vocation?
Well, what I've put down on my IRS forms for the last 20 years is computer jock.
Really?
Yeah, and so I work for a large computer consulting company.
I understand. So you put all this together yourself?
Yeah, this is kind of a little hobby of mine. It's probably a little hobby that's kind of out there. Hey, can I mention the eBay auction too, guys?
Absolutely.
Okay. Last year, you know, the webcam was simulated, but when all the TV stations and the media frenzy happened, I actually put a webcam with a bunch of duct tape up in a tree across the street. And so, of course, you know, that's a non-functional webcam, and I do disclose that on the eBay auction that it's non-functional, but we have what I call the Christmas webcam that fooled the world. And that eBay auction is running right now. If you go to komar.org, K-O-M-A-R.org, you'll not only see the Christmas lights, but a link to that charity auction. And so, boy, if you're interested in something that's a little whimsical and perhaps a piece of history, bid early and bid high.
Well, it's a fabulous website. We've been having a lot of fun with it, Alex. Congratulations to you. Hope your guys are going to be okay. You sound like a great dad.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that.
You really do. Give me one more way before we go.
Sure, no problem, guys. And I just want to say, Bob, Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, and thanks for having me on your show.
There you go. Merry Christmas. There it is. All right, Alex Komarnitsky, somewhere in Colorado with his lights, and you can check him out on our website. Just go to kpam.com and click on my picture, and there they are, and you can play with them all day long if you like. That's my problem. I'm supposed to be doing a radio show, and I'm sitting here clicking, trying to get Frosty to inflate and all this other kind of stuff. So it's there for you.